So, Steve, Monday, of course, Memorial Day. Any big grilling plans?
19 hot dogs, Mark, and only 8 buns. It's going to be crazy. What, Mark, I love on the grill, I love putting big, huge portobello mushrooms on there, which is great. And then I love putting some chicken on there, too. I may sneak a hot dog or two, depending on whether baseball's on TV or not.
Yeah, hot dogs with baseball is very important. And I know you love the grilled chicken. Maybe a hamburger? Are you a hamburger guy?
Not a hamburger guy. Try to have red meat like a couple times a year, and that's it.
We'll stick to chicken and veggies, for you. Well, if you are firing up the grill on Monday and you have questions, don't call Steve or myself. We won't be able to give you very good answers.
Anyway.
No, right? It's true. But you can call a grill master thanks to the Grill Us hotline from Longhorn Steakhouse.
Right. You can literally be standing over your grill about to drop a steak on it. And if you suddenly have a question, you can use your other hand to dial 1-855-LH-GRILL.
We called up a grill master here in the Valley to test it out ahead of time.
Hi, good morning. This is Stephen. How may I help you?
Stephen Lewis is also the managing partner of Longhorn Steakhouse in Paradise Valley.
The big word here is intimidation. People are scared, kind of, to grill because they just don't know how to do it right. They think, well, okay, I can go out and buy the meat and I can put some seasoning on it, but then I throw it on, turn on my grill and put the meat on there, then what?
That's what we wanted to know. So we gathered some questions from our staff here at KJZZ and posed them to Stephen.
Okay, one of our producers wants to know, how do you know when the meat is done without actually having to cut it open?
Definitely get a quick read digital thermometer. You know, you want to be careful with those thermometers because some people will take them and just poke the top and try to stick it all the way through the steak. And you don't want to do that because if you stick it in too far, you're getting towards the bottom of the steak where the grill is really hot.
Yeah, it seems to make sense. If your thermometer is reading 500 degrees, that's probably the grill and not your meat. At least we can hope.
Could just be the outside temperature over the grill here in Phoenix.
Right. Okay, so one of our reporters has, and I'm quoting here, Mark, a sad, tiny gas camping grill that he uses on his sad, tiny balcony.
Oh, geez.
That grill doesn't get very hot, and calling the hotline won't make the grill any hotter. So what should he do to make sure the meat cooks through?
A lot of those gas grills have a lid. Close it or cover it, and that way the steak will cook all the way around in kind of like almost like a heated oven. I would probably recommend at least 1 inch thick and try not to go too thicker than that because then it's going to take a lot longer to cook.
Buddy says if you can crank up the heat, do it. On a gas grill, that's 550 degrees to really sear the seasoning into the meat.
Seasonings, that's another burning question. And Steven says you're probably not putting enough on.
Imagine you have your steak right there on a plate, and it's red meat. And let's say our seasoning is white, okay? You want to cover that red meat until it looks completely white.
He says whether you're using charcoal or propane, whether you butter the bun or forgot the steak sauce, it doesn't matter as long as the meat is well seasoned.
He also recommends a light coat of canola oil on the grill grates to prevent sticking. Canola has a low smoke point, so bonus, you won't be smoking up the park or the backyard either.
All right, and start with a clean grill by using a wire brush to remove last year's grilling attempts.
Keep those tips in mind. You'll have your friends and family saying, well done.
Nice, Steve. I'm more of a medium rare guy myself.